President Biden is expected to speak this afternoon about a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainians say Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country have hit civilian sites with artillery, including at least three schools. The separatists have also accused the Ukrainians of shelling the occupied areas. With tensions ratcheting up, let's go to NPR's Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv. Joanna, hello.
Hi, Peter.
So let's start with the latest here. A video was just released by the leader of the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic. He was calling for the evacuation of residents in the Russian-occupied area. Why is he doing that?
So in the video, he is saying that Ukraine has built up a force along the front line, that there are Javelin missiles and Stingers, and they're posing a threat to civilians on the occupied side. He's warning the residents that they could be targeted, and he's done things like this before to influence them and to ratchet up tension. But the U.S. is warning that tactics like these are part of a disinformation campaign, a pretext, if you will, so Russia can invade.
Walk us through the past 24 hours then. We heard about multiple reports of shelling in the eastern part of Ukraine.
So remember that this war in the Donbas, as this region in eastern Ukraine is known, this war has been going on for 8 years. What happened over the last 48 hours did feel like an uptick in violence for those who live there. There's a photo that's gone viral showing a shelled kindergarten in Senisia, Luhanska, a town close to the front line. The defense minister, Alexei Reznikov, said 20 children were at the kindergarten at the time, plus about 18 employees. Two of those employees suffered concussions. And in another village, Vrubivka, I spoke to an elementary school principal. Her name is Elena Yadina. And she told us that in her school, she had 30 students inside when the shelling started there. The kids are between the ages of 6 and 10. They hid in the basement. She says they were crying and having panic attacks.
We didn't want to risk putting them on a school bus to take them somewhere else. We didn't know how it would end, where the shooting would come from, where there would be explosions. We waited in silence.
No one was hurt here, though Brenna says the children are staying home today because they're scared there's going to be more shelling.
I can imagine. How are the Russians viewing what's happening there on the front line?
Russia-backed separatists, they say it's the Ukrainians who are violating the ceasefire that's along this front line that's so-called trying to keep the peace. And the Ukrainians who live along the front line have heard some of these reports themselves, have seen some of these portrayals themselves. In the Ukrainian village of Popozna, which also got shelled yesterday, Viktor Shulik said Russian TV news sometimes breaks through on his network, and he sees this firsthand.
The propaganda is intense. They think we bear a real threat. They talk about fending off attacks by Ukrainians. They are preparing for further escalation. They are not working on building peaceful relations. This is not their aim.
Shulik says the Russians just want to restore the old Russian empire at any cost. Those are the plans that he's referring to. And he runs a vocational school, which also got shelled yesterday.
And what about today?
We talked to some residents of the same town today, Popozna, and they told us that people are indeed in a state of panic because they haven't seen such shelling in 5 or 6 years. Families with children are packing and leaving.
Joanna, we've spoken recently. I know you've been reporting in Ukraine for 3 weeks now. Have you seen this story change as the tensions have slowly ratcheted up? It seems day by day.
So like on the surface, things haven't changed much. You know, you'll see people going about their business, you know. But there is psychological warfare. There's an uptick in that. And I was in the western city of Lviv a few days ago, a city that's actually considered the safest in Ukraine because it's about as far away from Russia as you can get. And schools, malls, movie theaters, they get bomb threats like every day. And the bomb threats are actually fake. Ukrainian police trace them to a bot farm run by Russian-affiliated trolls. I spoke to a couple of parents who say they actually have no reaction anymore when they get these text messages alerting them to bomb threats. They say, well, it's just another bot. Oh, well. But then one of them told me, you know, what if the next bomb threat is real and we're not prepared? It's like the Russians, maybe they're trying to numb us to danger so we don't feel it anymore. And that is a stress level that is constant.
Well, for the sake of everyone there in the region, we hope those just remain threats. NPR's Joanna Kakissis from Kyiv. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.